The William Watson Hotel, the Mansion House.
Welcome to the Mansion House Hotel. My name is William Watson, and I, along with my beautiful wife, Diadema, moved here to Pittsfield in 1833. Now, by here, I don't mean right here at this spot. When we first arrived, we had only a little more than a shanty erected over yonder where the city square is. Diadema and I moved here from St. Charles across the river in Missouri. We set up our shanty in what would become the town square, and I rightfully earned the reputation as the first settler of Pittsfield. If you've been over to Grimshaw's, the Honorable Mr. Grimshaw said of me that I was, as a businessman, I was ever foremost, and that by my industry, economy, and honesty, I had accumulated a handsome property by the end of things. It sure didn't start out that way. That year I moved here in 1833, I eventually built a more permanent home for my wife and I over to the south of where I later erected the Mansion House. It was a humble edifice, and I sold a small stock of goods there and even had enough room yet to take on two boarders. Took my time growing my roots here in this wonderful town, and it did continue to grow. Within 5 years, in 1838, I had the wherewithal to build a Mansion House Hotel, two stories tall. A fine looking building, if I say so myself. I ran the Mansion House Hotel for some 14 years thereafter, with Diadema keeping house here by my side. I had some fine, upstanding citizens stop by and take rest here, and a few names you might have heard of. Even more, I've played some checkers with. Don't know if you right well know the Colonels William Ross and Dick Gilmer, but I hope you do, as their houses are just down a spell, and they stayed here at the hotel. But speaking of the Colonels, we also had two fellas that went off to Washington, who stayed here a bit from time to time when they came back. Couple of local boys named John Hay and John Nicolay. Nice kids. Went off to serve as secretaries for Mr. Lincoln after he was elected president. I sold his uncle Milton Hay the home he lived in with his nephew and wife. And after his wife passed away, I bought the house back from Milton. Have you been there? How is the old house? Oh, before I ramble on again, Mr. Lincoln. Can't forget about that man. Mr. Lincoln, there brings back some memories. He spent quite some time visiting folks here in Pittsfield, had a lot of friends here too. If I remember correctly, I can almost hear him and Stephen Douglas and the other attorneys waiting in the lobby between court sessions, making small talk with fellow attorneys or waiting on a verdict. Heck, we had two future Illinois Secretary of State's room and board here at the Mansion House Hotel, Ozia Mather Hatch and Alexander Storm. Like I said, I only ran the hotel with my wife for 14 years, and afterwards it changed hands a few times to some industrious fellas like myself. Why, James Ward even fixed this beauty up with all the modern comforts when he took ownership and reopened it in 1855. For all gentlemen and ladies to be accommodated, and promised to make all who call comfortable and happy. I always managed to keep myself busy with my mercantile pursuits, going for 21 years, and I even spent time as the Pike County Treasurer and as the probate judge. I passed some years later, after residing with my only living child, Ellen, for a spell. She married the Reverend Dr. Barrett. The Mansion Hotel was expanded in the early 20th century to have 27 rooms with working hot and cold plumbing on each floor and a new fancy glass and metal front. I sure am glad you stopped by here to listen to an old settler, the first settler of Pittsfield. Let me ramble on for a spell and make sure that you visit my neighbors and tell them that I said hello and to stop by for some checkers.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.